Father, we trust you to minister to us. We trust you to speak to us. We trust you to sustain us. We lift our eyes and we look to you, Lord, for there is no other help that we know but you. God, I ask that you minister to your people right now, Lord. Let your word come forth with power and strength and conviction. Save in the midst, Lord. Heal in the midst, Lord. Deliver in the midst, Lord. Touch in the midst, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit have free reign right now. We surrender to you. And God, I ask that you let the words of my heart and the meditation of my mind, let it be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, because you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. And the people of God said amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
First of all, giving honor to God, to Pastor Stinger and his absence, to Reverend Smith, Reverend Jasper and his absence, Reverend Polk, friends and family. It is indeed a pleasure to stand before you and proclaim the word of God this morning. I want to say happy birthday to my grandson, Malachi Victor, who celebrated his ninth year of living on this earth. Stand up, Malachi. That's my grandson. Amen. If you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to 1 Peter? And I'm just going to read verses 17 and 18. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. And when you have it, just say amen.
Amen.
And if you address the Father, the one who judges impartially, based on each one's work, you are to conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your temporary residence. For you know that you were redeemed from your empty way of life, inherited from the fathers, not with perishable things, like silver or gold. Amen. You may be seated. For a subject this morning, if you call him Father. If you call him Father. And if you read the first chapter of Peter, it goes on about how we ought to live holy lives. It goes to tell us that you should be holy even as I am holy. But verse 17 says, and if is a powerful word in the Bible. If you address the Father, if you call on God, if you are looking to him or depending on his favor, if you call him Father, if you call him Abba Father, which is the customary title of God in prayer. Abba is a term of endearment by a child. It denotes an affectionate and dependent relationship. If you call him Father. Why did Peter use those words, if you call? Because there's more to prayer than just using the name Father.
Yes, sir.
When you call on God, it involves the whole worship of him.
Yes, sir.
Every outward duty when you call upon the name of God. What is the outward duty? You expressed a need that I want to get closer to God. Well, let me explain how you get closer to God. The outward duty is studying your Bible regularly.
Yes, sir.
The outward duty is praying frequently. The outward duty is committing to a local church. The outward duty is living uprightly. It is doing God's will. And then the inward grace is the gift of God that is at work inside of me. It's called the fruits of the Spirit. Prayer is not just to ask for things, but prayer is an attitude and it is a posture before God. If you call on God, know that you are calling on the God of the universe. Know that you are calling on a holy God. Know that when you call on God, you get His attention. But know that when you call on this God, read your Bible, He is also a God that judges. For this God, He's a Father. But He's also a judge. I want to try to teach you something this morning. When we drive down the street and we see a cop, we immediately look at a speedometer to make sure that we are going the speed limit, because we do not want to attract attention to ourselves. But I want you to know, when you pray and when you call on God, you are drawing attention to yourselves. And if I'm calling on attention and drawing attention of God on me, God who spoke the words, let it be, and so it was. So if I'm calling that attention on me, what manner of man should I be? If I'm calling God's attention on me, how should I live? If I'm calling God's attention on me, how should I act? If I'm calling God's attention on me, how should I walk? And how should I talk? And how should I smoke? If I'm calling God's attention on me, I ought to be afraid, because He is a holy God. He is a righteous God. He is a true God. And if I'm calling His attention on me, y'all don't understand what I'm trying to say. When I'm talking to God, God is looking at me. When I'm talking to God, God wants to speak to me. When I'm talking to God, He looks at me. And 2 Peter 3:11 says, what manner of man ought I to be? I understand the parable in Luke, the 18th chapter and the 10th verse. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee. And he said, oh God, I thank you that I'm not like these other people. I don't do this and I don't do that. But I can identify with the publican who beat his head on his chest and said, Lord, I'm not worthy to even lift my eyes in your temple. When you come into the house of God, you've got to realize that I'm not even worthy to lift my eyes up to a holy Father. If you call Him Father, know for sure that He is going to answer you. But there's a part two to all of this. The Father judges. And He will not judge according to the sight of eyes. He doesn't care how tall you are. He doesn't care what alphabet is after your name. He doesn't care if you used to play football. He doesn't care if you got a six-figure salary. God doesn't judge according to the sight of the eye or the outward view of things. God looks at your heart, and He judges the secret things of your heart. That's where He passes judgment, on your heart. God is not a respecter of persons. He does not prefer one person to another. You might say, oh, I'm a deacon. I'm sorry, deacons. God loves me more. You might say, oh, I gave my tithe. Therefore, God must love me. You might say, oh, I visited the sick. God must love me. You might say, I've given to the poor. Certainly God has to love me. You might say I went to the prison. God must respect me. You might say I gave up TV for Lent. Surely he must respect me. You might say I only look at that X-rated site on Fridays. Surely he must respect me. Surely he must love me. But God approves and disapproves men, disapproves of men according to their moral character. God pities all. He has salvation for all. But there is none righteous. No, not one. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. God judges you according to your work. Your work is an illustration. It is an example, a testimony of your conformity to God. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not be conformed to the desires of your former ignorance. My desires say where my heart is. The Bible says, Colossians 3:2, set your affections on things above and not on this earth. My work says where my affections are. If you love me, Jesus said, you will keep my commandments. My obedience shows where my affection is. If you love me, you will do the things that I ask. Being doing the things that I ask, that he asked, shows how much I love the Lord. If why do you, by Jesus said, why do you call me Lord and do not do the things that I ask you? Jesus said, why are you calling me Lord and you don't even do the things that I ask you to do? Paul writes in Corinthians that we ought to always be abounding in the work of the Lord. Paul says that, go out and do the work of the Lord. The word abounding, the Greek word abounding, is translated parousio. And it means literally to be abundantly furnished. It carries the idea of going beyond that which is ordinary, a surpassing quality or quantity depending on context. Here, not only the Corinthians, but we are also exhorted to go beyond the ordinary, always to go beyond the standard. Service to God means more than coming to church every Sunday. If you only work, if you only work one day a week, how much do you expect to get paid? Come on now. If you only come to church one day a week, how much do you expect to get paid? How many of you could survive on just going to work one day a week? Yet we sit in church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday saying, I am actively at work for God. No, you're not. No, we're not. I'm sorry. No, you're not. No, I'm not. Because I struggle to come here. But God wants more from us. How can you say you love the Lord and you don't want to come here and worship? How can you say you love the Lord and you sit with your arms folded waiting on something to happen? How can you say you love the Lord? We celebrated Easter. And we talked about all that Jesus did for us, how he died for us, how he stretched out his hands for us. And we cry about it, we moan about it, but we don't serve him. How can we say we love the Lord and we don't do the things that he asked us to do? How can we say we love the Lord and we only pick this up once? Maybe twice a week. And when we pick it up that one time, we feel, oh, I'm so righteous. But it takes way more than once or twice a week. Jesus said in John 9:4, I must do the works of him who sent me. John 6:27 says, don't work for food that perishes, but work for the food that lasts for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. There's some power in the Lord's Prayer when he says, give us this day our daily bread. He's not talking about Wonder Bread or Sunbeam Bread, that bread that you eat like, no, give me this day my daily bread. Food that does not perish, but food that lasts. What is the work of God? John 6:29. Write this one down. This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he has sent. Oh, write this down. This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he has sent. That is a far cry from what we consider to be working for God. We do missions, we do hospital visitations, we teach, we pray, we study, we sing, we usher, we serve, we have titles, we have buildings, but look how simple Jesus made it.
That's right.
He said the work of God is simply to believe. If you call him Father, I'm almost done. Pass your time here in fear doing your temporary residence. When I was in the military, we had this thing called TDY. It was when you went on a temporary duty assignment. But when you went TDY, you didn't pack your whole closet because you were going to a temporary duty station. When you were going TDY, you weren't always allowed to take your car or your family or your children because you were going to a temporary duty station. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning that this is a temporary duty station. You don't need to be collecting all of these things. You don't need to be holding on to all of these things, because this is a temporary residence. We are just sojourners passing through to get to another place. Well, I fly a lot for my job, and sometimes I stop at a hub, but that hub is not my final destination. It's just a hub. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning that Earth is not your final destination. It's just a hub. Leesburg is not your final destination. It's just a hub. Virginia is not your final destination. It's just Peter says, this is your temporary residence. Though I am a native of New Jersey, that's by birth, to Charles and Dorothy Thompson. But it is by my second birth that I took on a new name with a new father. And though I am of in this world, I am not of this world, because I am born from above. And my passport is not issued by the USA. It is issued by God. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. My passport is not an earthly passport, but my passport is the heavenly passport. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. I am a resident of a heavenly city whose builder and maker is God. My Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where you are, I may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. Conduct yourselves with fear, for this is only a temporary residence. I'm coming back. Jesus said, I'm coming back. He said, I'm coming back. And I'm coming back for a church without spot or wrinkled. Beloved, you are that church. You are the ones that he's coming back for. You are the ones that he's coming back for, without spot and without wrinkle. Yeah. If you call on God, know that there is a higher calling and a higher purpose and a higher vision for your life. For you are not redeemed with perishable things from your empty way of life. God, give me the strength. Psalm 39:4 says, Lord, make me to know the end of my days and how to number my days. Translation, Lord, help me to understand that it's not all about me. Amen. Read Psalm 39:4. If you call him Father, know that this is a temporary stopping place. Leave your empty way of life. Make your calling and your election sure. Father, lead me and guide me, for no other help do I know. I bow before you. I honor you that my life may glorify you. Let my light so shine before men so that they see that there is a difference in me. If you call him Father, know that you were bought with a price. If you call him Father, know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If you call him Father, know that right now you sit in heavenly places. If you call him Father, know that in all things you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. If you call him Father, know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. If you call him Father, know that he said, when you call on me, I will answer. If you call him Father, know that he said, I am God, and beside me, there is no other. If you call him Father, know that promotion doesn't come from the east, it doesn't come from the west, but it comes from the Lord. If you call him Father, know that they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. If you call him Father, know that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you call him Father, know that he that though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. If you call him Father, know that I have not seen, no ear has heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for you. If you call him Father, take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow after him. If you call him Father, know that he is Lord, and you must bow before him. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did not the preacher preach? Did not the preacher preach? If you call him Father, if you call him Father, you can't get it no plainer than that. I don't know if you got your word, but I got my word. He said, be holy, for I am holy. Will you please stand on your feet this morning? And as the doors of the church are open, if you're looking for a daddy that can provide for your every need, that it's much more than material, but it's a spiritual thing.
Yes, sir.
If you are looking to have that relationship with the Lord, the doors of the church are open right now. I don't know where you stand in your walk, but today is the day of new beginnings. A new walk, a new talk, it starts today. All he asks is that you just come right now. Is there one? If you're looking for a church home and you've been going to and fro, and if the Spirit is speaking to you right now, come. Come to the Lord right now. If you want to develop that relationship with the true and living God, this is your opportunity. Is there one? Is there one? Don't walk out of here the same way you came in. Change can start right now. He said, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Come to the Lord right now. Is there one? Is there one? Bless the Lord. Thank you.